coming down to ride him. Don't worry about the barrier. He'll be going forward, and he'll be hard to beat. Now, here's the big query, Andrew.
Mm.
Everyone wants to tell you Golden Tycoon can't handle the wet, and it's still in the race, number nine. Now, if looking at my form, the Golden Tycoon's only run on a wet track, it's only had three runs, was at Rose Hill last start when it got beat 3.5 lengths. Now, obviously, Greg McFarlane thinks that the wet track won't worry, otherwise it wouldn't be running. Blinkers go on today, and the winkers come off. So I don't know. I've got to put it in because it's too, it could win the... If this was a dry track, I'd be tipping it.
Yeah.
And number 12, best of the others, Canavu. 13, 5, 9, and 12. Best bet race one, number one. And how far will I get, Andrew, before they make that final decision? I might even get to the track.
Okay, well, I reckon you've just... how long, what time do you normally got to go?
Mate, I'll leave at 10, get there about 20 past 11.
Ooh, okay. Well, stay tuned. If you're going to head off,
I will.
Yeah, just stay tuned because the stewards will be looking at the track very, very shortly, and I know the boys will let us know as soon as we get that information. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Anyway, mate, there's nothing wrong with the drive in the rain.
Nah, just it gets the car wash, mate.
Good on you, Andrew.
Good on you, Gary. Got on you, Gary Harley, looking at Gosford. As I say, as soon as we get news on the outcome of the stewards inspection, we'll bring it to you. In a moment, Paul Joyce and all the others. In fact, we might have a special weather guru to outline what's going to happen at Rose Hill.
TK and Lyle's from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 6 at Flemington, Rose Hill and Gold Coast, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, if you're in a Tab venue, you'll also get bonus bets back on races 7 and 8. Tab. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNCs at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help at 1-800-858-858.
Rise up and witness the sport of Queens on Chandonnet's Ladies' Day this Saturday at Rose Hill Gardens. Celebrate the launch of the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival with a sensational day of award-winning hospitality, entertainment and world-class racing, highlighted by the $600,000 Group 1 Coolmore Classic. Rise up for Chandonnet's Ladies' Day this Saturday at Rose Hill Gardens. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
This edition of Racing HQ is brought to you by HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing have Sydney's autumn carnival covered as we count down to the championship's race days in April.
Winks takes the lead and here's her second, Queen Elizabeth.
There's the champion mare Winks, the country and provincial qualifiers, and Group 1 racing every Saturday. Racing HQ is the best way to start your wagering day. Brought to you by TAB.
Yes, and great to have HQ Insurance right a part of our Racing HQ program right through the Sydney autumn. Out at Rose Hill, they've registered 2 mils of rain, and it's still drizzling out there since 6:30. So at the moment, it's a heavy 10, makes it about 35.5 mil that they've had at Rose Hill in the last 24 hours. But dare I go into his area, because he's up and about despite the weather. Network 10's Tim Bailey. Come on in, Tim.
Oh, am I dreaming, Benz? Am I dreaming? Wake me up, Benz. Wake me up. I feel like I'm living a dream at the moment, mate. The Coolmore Classic, I said from about Monday, it was going to be grey, it was going to be wet, and we were going to race on a heavy track. And guess what, mate? It has all happened. I think I might have texted you on Wednesday and said, listen, turn your windscreen wipers off until Tuesday because that's going to be the story in Sydney. And boy, haven't we copped it, mate.
Yeah, we have. I know you're talking about your horse, Moss Trip, who will certainly like it. But look, it's the start of Ladies' Day and they've got a lot of things on out there for Chandonnet's Ladies' Day. But the good news, Tim, it's all under the grandstand area. So for people, don't be put off by the weather. Still get out there and enjoy it.
That's exactly it, mate. Racing has a heart of its own. It doesn't matter what colour the sky is. We carry the character, the thrill, and the enormity of Group 1 racing. It doesn't worry us if there's a little bit of water tumbling from the sky. The facilities out at Rosehill are absolutely world-class. I can't wait to get out there. I'm going to be sneaking out in about an hour's time, mate. The forecast is, Ben's, officially that most of the rain will be this morning. It was overnight, as you know, and it'll come again tonight. So through the day, look, you're not going to see the sun, don't get me wrong, but you're not going to see torrential rain either. We'll have a south-southeast wind at around about 40k an hour. It's a grey one. Sydney's going to be grey for 2 or 3 days. The worst of the rain, if it is any consolation, will probably come tomorrow. It looks like a very wet day, Sunday and Monday, but that won't worry us at Rosehill today. We're out there for the start of the Golden Slipper Carnival. We're out there for the Coolmore Classic, the time-honoured Group 1, and, a little bit of weather, it doesn't worry us, mate. We're from Sydney, and we love big events like Rosehill on a Group 1 day.
No, exactly. Hey, mate, good luck with the whole team. I hope Mossy runs well for you.
We hope so, mate. We're in it up to our ears. To think that we have a Group 1 chance today is something that I never thought would happen in my life. So thank you very much for your support. I appreciate it very, very much, mate. And give the red of Triple Crown Syndications and the mighty Snowden family a scream as she comes down the straight at Rosehill. Thanks for your time, Ben.
Good on you, Tim. Tim Bailey there from Channel 10 with the latest weather. So it looks like the worst of it may have gone through or will over the next hour or so. Now, this announcement has just been made from the Australian Turf Club. As a mark of respect for the lives lost and all those injured and affected by the terror attacks in Christchurch, the Australian Turf Club will hold a minute's silence during today's race meeting at Rosehill. Flags on course will fly at half-mast throughout the day before the minute silence at 4:35 prior to the running of today's feature Group 1 Coolmore Classic. Jamie Barclay, the CEO of the Australian Turf Club, says, "Our club and Australian racing has deep and close bonds with our New Zealand friends here and across the Tasman. We stand together with them today to respect those who have died and all those affected by this terrible tragedy." So if you're going to Rosehill just before the Coolmore Classic, there will be a minute's silence in respect of what unfolded those terrible circumstances of Christchurch yesterday. And don't forget, after race two today, the champion mare Winx will take part in that gallop over around 1,000 metres with Kieran McAvoy jumping aboard. That's after race two today. Paul Joyce is online. How are you, Paul?
I'm very well, Andrew. We've got a heavy track, but that was anticipated. So the tip should be fine and we should be making money out there today.
All right. Well, I like your confidence. And I'll just check, is Hurls in? He's in his own little studio, so it's hard to know whether he's there or not there sometimes. Andrew Hurley from TAP, good morning to you, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, listeners, and good morning, Joycey. Looking forward to today. It's a shame about the weather, but hopefully most of it's passed, and we'll get through this meeting with, as Joycey said, I think most punters have done a wet track form throughout the week.
And as soon as we get news on Gosford, that inspection is underway at the moment. As soon as we get news from the stewards or Steve Scollard, will bring it to you right here on Sky Sports Radio. Let's have a look at the first at Rosehill. What's happening here in the marketplace?
All right, Up and Rolling came out this morning, 3x3, the deduction. Number one, Don't Give a Damn, $11, no change. 51's no change for Hogmanay. You Make Me Smile, well supported today, 5 into 380. So it's clear cut favourite now. 650 to 6, back to 650 for Perrette. Got Unders, 81 into 71. Mahalinger is got to 650 after opening up at 5. It's back to 550. 340 to $4 for Safado. Star of the Seas, 390 to $4, makes it second favourite. And Tinkermosa, 26 into 23. Good support this morning for You Make Me Smile.
Yeah, no surprise. On the map, You Make Me Smile should get across and lead fairly comfortably. I think Tinkermosa and Don't Give a Damn are the other two on-pace runners, but Got Unders, one of the roughies, won't be far away. But You Make Me Smile, we've seen enough of him lately to expect him to cross lead and take plenty of catching, and I really like him on these conditions. I've gone 4, 7, 8 and 1. He just loves soft and heavy tracks, this horse. He's been winning on good tracks going back to his Canterbury and Randwick wins, so that just shows you how well he is going. And then he got beaten in the Liverpool City Cup. He was $3 favourite. He ran fourth behind Dreamforce, but that was a massive step up in grade for him, a benchmark 88 into a Group 3. Now he comes back to a benchmark 88 on ideal conditions, and I just think a fit racehorse that loves the mud. I was surprised the tab held up at $5, Hell, to tell you the truth. And punters haven't missed, into $3.80 now, and I expect him to start a clear-cut favourite. I do think number 7, Mahalunga, is a genuine danger, though. He's a very talented horse. He's 2 from 2 in soft. Tommy Berry has a real affinity with this 4-year-old, and his trial at Canterbury behind music magnate Kemantari was terrific. So if the query will be fit enough to get through a genuine heavy, but if he does, I think he can trouble the favourite. Away from that, number 8, Safado, coming through the Provincial Championship qualifying heat. He won that very well on a good track, so the query will be doing it on a heavy. And number 1, Don't Give a Damn. I'm just not convinced he's a heavy 10 sort of horse, and he's going to carry 60 and a half today, but he's talented and he loves Rose Hill, and you've probably got to put him in your first four. But for me, it's all about You Make Me Smile. 4, 7, 8, and 1 to get us off and running.
Righto. To race 2, the Morris McCartan here. Interstate is particularly Fiery Heights. Does get through the soft okay. What's the market here?
Yeah, it's a good race. Race number 2 on the card. Music Magnet is a $11 chance. Opened up at 9 this morning. Advance Yulong, 51 to 71. 7 to 8 for Fiery Heights. 4 into 320 for Easy Eddie. Trekking 320 to 330. It's just 10 cents longer than the favourite. She Knows, 10 to 11, 9.50, no change, all over Bossa Nova. Akasaki is an $11 chance from 10, 41's Memes. And Jungle Eyes down the bottom, $10, no change this morning. So Easy Eddie, best supported runner today, 4 into 320.
Plenty of pace here over the 1100. That'll be the key to this race. Fiery Heights from the inside gate to all over Bossa Nova from Barrier 2, Memes from Barrier 3. So there's your speed just to start with. Then you look out the horses like Music Magnate and Jungle Eyes working across, and Easy Eddie probably right in that firing line. So plenty of speed. I've gone 4, 5, 3, and 8. I think Easy Eddie's the best wet tracker in the field. He's 3 from 3 on soft. His only failure on heavy was on a different sort of heavy than what we'll cop today. But I suppose you've got to keep that in mind. And he is first up for basically 2 months. He trialled really well at Warwick Farm coming into this behind 2 speedy gallopers, Goldfinch and Puppet Master. So I think he's the sort of horse that can ride a fast tempo and still find something at the end. Number 5, Trekking. On a good track, he would have been a special in this race, but he must be a query on the heavy. His only real failures have ever come on soft and heavy tracks. But his trial was so good coming into this behind Music Magnate. So I've got him in there. The race will be run to suit. It's the perfect race for him, just not the perfect conditions. Number 3, Fiery Heights. Benz, you're right about him. He's got great heavy track stats. A bit of a class test coming into this race, but he did run second in that Magic Millions sprint, so he's up to this. And number 8, Akasaki. I think he's the knockout here. He'll just sit out the back, hope for fireworks up front. He gets through the heavy, and on his day, he can reel off a really powerful finish. So we'll go 4, 5, 3, and 8 in the second.
Righto, and of course, Hurls, we've got the bonus bet offers, races 1 to 6 at Rose Hill today, as well as Flemington and the Gold Coast, so plenty of opportunities, as I say, races 1 to 6 today.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew, and you place a fixed odds win bet, and it's for Tab Account customer holders, so if you're not a Tab Account customer holder, well, you should be, just call 1-333-90, but yeah, place a win bet, and your first fixed odds win bet, run second or third, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50. There's also a $500,000 projected first four pool on the Coolmore Classic today. So getting involved there. Gee, good race, race number 3, and Probabil has been the subject of good support all week, and that has continued this morning. It's 460 into 380. Lankin Star, 950 out to 10, back to 9. Catch Me comes out, 3x3, the deduction. A Theory, 370 to 440. 17 to 19 for Immersement. Kim Ichi, 19 out to 21. Neardorp is a $17 chance. 11 to 13, still single. Giselle Ann, 61 to 81. Bellamy, $6, no change. $61 in from $101 for Reddy's Girl. Invincible Lotus, 16 to 17. 12 to 13, Starla. Ice Bar, 34. 81 into 51. Crystal Falls, Bronte, 41 into 26. But this is one-way traffic for Probabil. As I said, as much as 650 opened with Tab on Wednesday afternoon. 460 this morning. They've gone crash, bang, wallop. It's now into 380.
Yeah, no surprise again with this one, Hurls, because there's a lot of speed in this race, and that'll suit this Kiwi filly Probabil. The speed's drawn right across the track too, from Villamai, Needorp, Kiamichi, and then as you get out, you've got horses like Bronte, the first starter. So just a load of pace, and I can see Opie Bosson just letting them go here, keeping Probabil out of strife from that wide gate and letting rip down the centre of the track. I've got her on top, 1, 4, 14 and 10. I've just liked everything I've seen of her. Obviously, you've got to go back and do the replays, and she's just lengths and lengths above whatever else is over in New Zealand. And I know the two-year-olds generally aren't up to ours, but this filly is something special from what I've seen, and I'm going to back my eyes that she is the real deal, especially on soft, heavy tracks. That's what she's basically been racing on over there, and she's bred to get through it. So I think she's a big chance here, and I think the Tab finally have caught up with the right price. Number one, Probabil. Number four, Aetheri. I think she's the big danger. We just don't know how she'll go on the ground, but I know she's rated very highly among James Cummings' two-year-olds, and that's good enough to have her winning a race like this. She was probably a tiny bit unlucky in the Blue Diamond, and we'll get some sort of guide on that race today. The 14, Ice Bath, the Blinkers' first time. She's by Sacred Falls. Now, any punters that remember Sacred Falls, he absolutely swam through these sort of conditions. So he could be, she could be the best roughie, and I thought her running the Sweet Embrace was quite good. And number 10, Villamai, goes in for fourth. She's a fox wedge, so she should get through it as well. So I'm going 1, 4, 14 and 10, but I think the Kiwis might have us covered in the third.
It'll be interesting. He was confident on a soft, but he wasn't as strong this morning when we spoke with Jamie Richards, the trainer. He just knew the rain had arrived. He wasn't, you know, just oozing confidence, Paul.
Yeah, well, I think it's the devil you know, isn't it? Because he's had those two brilliant wins on genuine soft. So obviously, if he'd struck a genuine soft today, he just would have been puffing the chest out. But when you're on this really heavy, it's always the case of you just don't know. And I suppose that's what he's feeling with her today.
Of course, the winner of the Magic Night and the winner of the Pago can run in the Golden Slipper next week, the final field. And barrier draw will be all out on Tuesday morning officially. The barrier draw at 11 o'clock to be heard here on Sky Sports Radio. So, Hurls, the winner of this race, the fourth, can make it next week as well.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be an absolute beauty, the slipper. So it'll be interesting to see if something sort of jumps out of the ground today to put itself right in contention. The Pago Hightail, 420 to 460 today. Cosmic Force for the Snowden Yard, James McDonald rides. 320 to 310, it's your favourite. Stronger, 15 into 11. 9 to 850, back to 9 for Yulong Savings. The 5 is a $23 chance. Number 6, Born a Warrior, 5 to 550. In a point and a half from 10 to 8.50 is Moe's Crown. Autocratic, 16 to 17. Damn Too Good, 61. 26 Famous. King's Champs, 26. $51 for Roginski. Well, in terms of dollars held, it is Cosmic Force, the favourite, but it's not an overly busy race at this stage.
And, Paul, information from the stewards here on King's Champ to be more forward than its first race start from an inside barrier. King's Champ in this race.
Yeah, I had him sort of in the first four or five here. He should utilise that good draw. There's not as much speed in this as there was in the fillies race, but nevertheless, they'll still move along pretty quickly. Cosmic Force, Stronger. Moe's Crown's very quick. Famous will be right there, and obviously King's Champ will kick up from the gate. So still good speed, but nothing like the race previous. I've gone 1-2-6-3, Hightail, Blinkers first time. Already a winner on a heavy track. That was back on his debut at Kembla. And then he went up, of course, to the Magic Millions the last time he raced and ran third behind Exhilarates and Dubious from barrier 16 of 16. So recent trial winner on a soft track at Canterbury as well. And I just think he's the horse that's really flying under the radar. When you look at his form, he probably should win this race. Whereas number 2, Cosmic Force, the favourite, he's been the money horse and he's the stablemate. So you've got to respect that. And his second in the Skyline where he split Microphone and Castelvecchio, that form does read really strong. Then you have a look at his run on a heavy track in the Lonro Plate where he chased Bivouac home. You'd have to say that form is really right up to winning this. Then we're sort of guessing. Number 6, Born a Warrior, will improve off his Silver Slipper run. He needs to, but it was leased on a soft 7, and he got through it. He was just a bit green and did a few things wrong. And number 3, Stronger, You know, he's won on a soft six at his debut, and he's a last start midweek winner on the Kensington track. So I've gone 1, 2, 6, and 3. Obviously, the two stablemates at the top should fight this out.
Righto, so they're the two-year-old races today. Race 5, the Chandonnay Farlap Stakes.
Yeah, knocked around a little bit by scratchings this morning. I'll just go through those that have attracted deductions. They are Mizzy, 10 by 10, 3 by 3 for Scarlet Dream, 2 by 2 for Romani Girl and Sister Sledge, 4 by 4. Renier is a $15 chance out from 14 this morning. 31 to 26 for Irukandji. We've got Winning Partner, 34. $11 for Rock. Aristia, 460 out to $6 today. So it's been really soft in the market early doors. Seabrook, 6 into 550. 10 to 12 for Quafilla. Very Elegant. It's your favourite. 290 into 270. And Zalate, 5 into 460. Look, she could do a bit wrong, Very Elegant, but she's a class horse, and the punters are getting into Very Elegant.
Yeah, look, I think the fillies will have this amongst themselves. The speed in the race, there's not much now with all the scratchings. Probably Winning Partner, Irukandji, works across from the wide gate, probably leads, but that's about it. You can't find much other speed. Zalate probably won't get too far back today, and Very Elegant, well, will she start over racing in a slowly run race? That's probably the niggle with her. But I've got her on top, 11, 12, 7, 6. She's got New Zealand soft track form, which is good enough for a heavy track out here, I would expect. Pedigree certainly says she'll swim. And I thought her run in the Vanity was terrific. First run for the Wallace Stable. Beat home Fundamentalist, who, of course, went around last Saturday and almost stole the Randwick Guineas. She's reasonably well placed at the weights. And I've got her on top of 12, Zalate, who has got so much potential. Her run in the surround was terrific behind Nikita Jane, where she found trouble. She'll be fitter for that. She's won on a soft track, so I've got her as a clear-cut second. And then we've got the two Victorians, Seabrook, who we know is already a Group 1 winner. She's won on soft. Her run in the surround was also very good. She didn't have a lot of luck. And number 6, Aristia, who's got soft track placings next to her name. She's the best weighted horse in the race, considering she won the Group 1 Oaks the spring, and I thought her first up run at Flemington was another ripper of a run behind Oregon's Day and Claris Cliffs. So I think these four will finish in the first four. It's just a matter of getting the order. 11, 12, 7 and 6.
Yeah, good little race, the far lap, as too as the Sky High. A few of these will relish the wet tracks. Ambitious came out, Ouvray and Libran came out this morning. What's the market here? Patrick Erin, has there been support this morning?
Yeah, Patrick Erin's at an $8 quote, but $7.50 was the quote this morning. It's bounced around that mark. I'll just go through these deductions, Andrew, because they are a little bit significant, mate. Libran, 7x7, as is Ouvray. Gallic Chieftain, 11 cents the win, 10 cents the place. And Ambitious, 12 cents to win, 11 cents a place. 7.50 to 8 for Patrick Erin. Age of Fire for Opie Bossom, 10 to 12. Favourite, Red Cardinal, well supported today, 5 into 360. Tavago, 5.50 out to 7.50. Brimham Rocks, 8.50 to 11. Samadout, rock solid at 4.20. Opened up at that this morning, got to $4 momentarily. It's back to 4.20. Goathland, last start winner, 4.20 to 4.60. And down the bottom, Rodrigo, 19 into 18.
Yeah, speed here, there's not a lot on paper. You'd expect Samadout to control the tempo. I think Age of Fire is the only horse that could apply some pressure from that inside gate, and he loves these conditions. I've gone 1, 3, 2 and 13. Number 1, Patrick Erin. I'm convinced he's the best wet tracker in the field and the most proven and reliable on these sort of conditions, particularly soft track form, but he's had the one go on heavy for a good second, and he comes through Wait for Age Winks Group 1 form. So I find it very hard to go around him at the current odds, Patrick Erin. Number 3, Red Cardinal. I can see why punters are coming for him. His win in the Parramatta Cup on a soft 7 was terrific, and his third on a heavy 9 in the ATC St Ledger, it was a real bog that day, and he got through it well, so he should handle the conditions. 2, Age of Fire, a genuine wet tracker up on the speed, and I do think number 13, Rodrigo, is the best roughie here.
Mm.
4 starts in heavy, never missed a Quinella, so these are his conditions, and he's rock hard fit now after 4 runs back from a long break. 1, 3, 2 and 13.
Yeah, for mine it's an intriguing race. Red Cardinal, I was only concerned about it only going up 100 metres, but it becomes a tougher 2,000 now, doesn't it?
That's right. It's going to be a really tough slogging 2,000 metres, even though I think Samadout will try and sort of make it a slowest run race as possible, because I think Samadout's really going to be tested seeing out 2,000 on a heavy track.
And on the back up from Sunday, obviously. The big Group 1, the Coolmore Classic, Andrew Atkins rides Mandelion. And above that, number 14, Savatiano, is Adam Hieronymus riding at the 54 kilos. What's happening in the Group 1?
All right, there's a 500,000 projected first four pool on this Coolmore Classic this afternoon. Always one of the great races on the Sydney calendar. Daisy Doom came out yesterday. Dixie Blooms, 19, no change. 101, no change for Savvy Coup. We've got Eckstein, 31 to 34. 17 to 19 for Oregon's Day. Alassio, 16 to 19. Cool Passion comes out. Noir, 26 to 31. 34 to 41 for White Moss. Aloysia, it's a $26 chance. I Am Serious, $5, no change. $41 for Invincible Gem, and as Darren Flindell's put it on top today.
Yes,
26 to 31, Princess Pot. Savatiano, 17 to 18. Eldorado Dreaming, it's been spec today, 18 into 15. Fiesta, $11, no change. Your favourite is Jamaican Rain, 420 to 440, back to 420. Bella Martini, 51 into 34, back to 51. Manicure, 23 to 19. 13 into 11 for Moss Trip. 51's no change. Mandelion, Mizzy, a $26 chance. Well, as usual, it's always a really competitive betting race. Plenty of value to be had. Jamaican Rain is the favourite at 420. Good support today for Eldorado Dreaming.
Plenty of speed, a big field, obviously, and a lot of pressure, and I think that will make this a tough 1,500 metres today. Mandelion, the emergency coming into the race, only adds to that. And Jamaican Rain, she'll be making a beeline across for the front, I'd expect, from the wide gate. I've gone 11, 8, 5 and 15. I'm tipping the 11, I Am Serious. She's very reliable in these conditions. In fact, she's probably better on these conditions than on a good track. First up running, the Millie Fox suggested she was the horse to beat in this, and I've got no reason you should jump off her today. Number 8, Noir. She's my roughie of the race. She loves heavy tracks. She won a race at Randwick on an absolute bog last campaign, and she had a big weight that day, and she just charged past them at the 200. You can forget the Guy Walter run. She pulled up a bit lame out of that. The first up run was very good, and her two runs late in the spring, Group 1 miles against the boys, I thought she was really good in both of those, in the Toorak and the Kennedy Mile. So I think she's the best roughie. Number 5, Oregon's Day. She's a risk on the heavy, but she ran second in this race last year, and I think she's probably going to get out to a silly price. And number 17, Jamaican Rain. Obviously, she is the heavy track mudlark here. No weight, on pace. A lot to like about her, but I think the market's probably got her short enough now. 11, 8, 5 and 17 in the Coolmore.
What a race it'll be there at 10 to 5. The Ajax's race 8 at 5:30. Land of Plenty and Dreamforce were important scratchings this morning.
Yeah, and very significant deductions here, Andrew. Land of Plenty, 22 by 16, 13 by 11, Dreamforce, Widgie Turf, 7 by 7, and South Sonic, 2 by 2, which has made 50 stars, now a $2.40 chance, in from 2.80 this morning. Violate, 17 to 19, 23 to 26 for McCreary. Chaonic, 9 to 12, back into 9, 19 to 15, Morton's Forks, on the backup from last Sunday. Fierce Impact, 8 to 850. Mask of Time, 13 to 14. Seaway, 440 to 420. Abdon, 26 out to 31. 950 to 10, now into 850. Dyslexic and Brazen's a $61 chance. Well, they've stepped into 50 stars today, now into $2.40.
Yeah, speed in the race, there won't be a lot of it. I think Mask of Time can dictate from the inside gate. Karen McAvoy happy to take a trail on Seaway and Brazen, the one down the bottom, capable of matching Mask of Time if they want to. That's about it. 50 stars should lob into about fourth or fifth with a trail. I've gone 11, 3, 9, 10. I'm sticking with the local Seaway. He loves Rose Hill. He loves the 1,500 metres here. He loves soft and heavy tracks. He ran second in the Queensland Guineas on a bog. And he's in winning form. So I'm going with the local, number 11, to beat the 350 stars, the Victorian, who comes here undefeated on soft and heavy tracks. Last start winner of the Blamey, so a lot to like about him. Number 9, Fierce Impact. I liked his trial at Canterbury coming into this. He hasn't run on a heavy track, but he's won from one on soft, and he's always had that little X factor about him, Fierce Impact. And number 10, Mask of Time, obviously terrific soft track figures, and if he controls the tempo, he'll be very hard to get past. So 11, 3, 9 and 10 for me in the Ajax.
And the last wraps up here at 10 past 6, Sam Clipperton's on Fabricator here, number 15.
Yeah, looking at the market here, and I can tell you that my computer's just gone all upside down, so we're going to do it in market order if it's a right entry for the moment.
Yep.
Supernova is the favourite, and it is a $4 chance. Opened up at that quote this morning. Desert Path, 4 to 4.